Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
Good morning. It's time for Tradio here on KFSK Petersburg. It's 3 minutes after 9. Give us a call if you're so inclined at 907-772-3808. Toll free, it's 888-772-3808. I'd love to hear from you this morning. If you have items to buy, sell, or trade, or if you have events going on that you want to share with the community, give us a call. And Chris, you just got back from a trip.
Yes, I did. we had fun in the Northwest. We went to Victoria, Whidbey Island, and hung out a little bit in Seattle, West Seattle, and it was quite a wonderful time.
Well, we are glad to have you back with us, and of course, you were back for Radio Free last night, and
yeah,
it was enjoyable. Hopefully, get back in the swing of things.
Yes, it was, and it was fun to kind of do a mixed show. Usually, I do either all blues or all jazz, and it was kind of one of each. It's like here's a blues song, here's a jazz song, here's a blues song.
Very good.
Good to mix it up. Excellent. All right, and let's see, just a reminder to some folks while you wait for some calls. The Mountain View Food Service Program, delivering meals to seniors in the community Monday through Friday. Deliveries begin at 5. You can contact food services before noon to make a reservation. That number is 772-4331. And this menu today is spaghetti with meat sauce, garlic bread, carrot sticks, and yogurt with fruit. And, of course, also reminding folks, everybody was really wanting to know, like, as soon as the polls closed on Tuesday night.
Oh, right.
It was like, polls closed at 8. They were calling us starting at 8:05. Like,
oh,
hey, what are the results?
We'll announce them soon.
Yeah, I was like, I don't even know. Olivia's not even here yet. But the reminder that the official special meeting is today at noon in Borough Assembly Chambers to canvass and certify the results of the election. And again, if you want to participate in that by Zoom, you can contact Becky Regula, the clerk over there, at 772-5405, or you can email her bregula@petersburgak.gov. You can also check listings online on our community calendar at kfsk.org. And I think there's just a handful of absentee ballots. Bill says four. That's what I was hearing as well.
Yeah, so it won't change anything.
No, but we will have that. Those certified results for you later on today, presumably, but don't expect anything to be much different. All right, I heard the phone ringing, so we may have a caller here coming shortly. Also want to remind folks about stuff going on at the library. The Money Buddy Story Hour happens at the library, and that's today from 4 to 5. And it's a free activity for kids in pre-K through third grade. And TFCU employees will be reading a book aloud. There's also coloring and other activities.
And speaking of the library,
yeah,
I can promo a few things. The stuffed animal.
Yes.
Sleepover is also tonight, and you need to drop off those animals for us to... Well, they have wild parties. Let's
right.
just put it that way. And you get photos the next day of those wild...
They're animals.
Yes,
they're
animals.
They are.
They are animals. And so that's always fun. But to remind people, too, that Talis Woman is coming up.
Yes.
And the deadline for that is October 16th. You need to get those items to the library. And there's a little bit of paperwork to fill out for that. And we hope that we have lots of contributions for that.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. We do have a couple of calls on the line, so we're going to go ahead and jump into the call on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Is that me?
That is you.
Oh, okay, good. This is Tia. I have a large picture window. I think it's 3 by 4 feet or something similar to that. It's a double pane window, and it's for free.
Okay. And how can they contact you?
Oh, my number is 518-0678.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Welcome.
All right. Great. It's not a pain to get a window.
It's free.
It's free.
Not when it's free, exactly. All right, we have another caller. Caller on line two, you're on for Tradio. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave Berg calling. I've got my rotary hat on today. We're looking for host families for our student who's here from Germany this year. Rotary can't operate their inbound or their outbound exchange program, for that matter, without the help of the community. And we've got some had some great host families in the past. We have a high school junior here from Germany, Jacob. So we're looking for host families that would be able to open their home and welcome Jacob in for a couple of months during the year. Jacob will be here through probably next July. So we have a number of opportunities to host him or have families host him. Families don't have to have kids to host youth exchange students. Sometimes that's a misconception, but the kids are pretty resilient. Jacob has a number of friends here locally now, so he's getting more comfortable with just being in Petersburg and being away from his home in Germany. So having kids is not a prerequisite. So if you've shown an interest or thought about having an interest in hosting a kid from Rotary, I urge you to give us a call. People can reach me at 518-1199, or you can find out more about our program on the web at rye5010.org. And there's also some testimonials on there from host families that have had the experience.
Could you mention that website again? It kind of faded out there.
You bet. It's rye5010.org. That stands for Rotary0.org.
Okay. Yeah.
And 5010 is the district for Alaska and the Yukon. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Youth Exchange, just really a rewarding program and really great people, cultural enrichment and kids getting to see just a completely different view of things. So definitely worthwhile. There's a little bit of a vetting process, I assume, for host families, but nothing strenuous, I would imagine.
That's correct. The State Department requires that we provide, background checks and, visits, and there's a little orientation that happens so that you know what to expect and know who's available out there for help should the host family feel like they can't get along or need some questions answered. Let me put it that way. I mentioned that we have an outbound program too. We're looking for resilient kids, youngsters in high school that can go abroad here this next fall, probably in next August, for about a year. Then we have our short-term program too for 4 weeks abroad during the summertime. So we're looking for applicants for both of those positions. So if you've got a child or maybe a grandkid or know a friend who might qualify for that, suggest it to them and take a look at that website or give me a call and we can provide more information about it.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Got it.
And you know what? Just adding to that is the fact that, yes, your kid is away, but the communications are so fluid now and so nice. I remember when Chelsea was doing her rotor exchange in Denmark, and I'd have Lindsay at the house, and as she was going to bed, she would be communicating with Chelsea because Chelsea was getting up in the morning, and they would have their going back and forth. But now you have things like FaceTime that are just instantaneous. Yeah. I know when Cindy was over doing an art class in Florence, she would just call at a certain time, and you just talk in real time, and it's like your person is just never that far away anymore. So it's not like having to send a letter and wait a couple months for them to come back. So that separation anxiety that you might feel really is really closed now. So it's a easy way for your kid to go experience something and for you to share with them as they're going through it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's certainly a life-changing experience for the kids to be able to go abroad and experience life in a foreign country.
Yeah, absolutely. I did a short-term exchange, not through Rotary, but back in high school in late 90s, and I went to northern Germany for a couple weeks, and it was so different and so interesting and just a blast, and I have such great memories of that whole trip. And I'm so glad I had the opportunity to do that. And so, yeah, I encourage anyone who wants to do something like this, do it! Do it!
Go see things.
Yes. Yes, exactly. All right. Well, thank you, Dave. We appreciate you calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, take care.
All right, we'll talk to you later. All right. We have... What did I do? I pressed the wrong button. Okay, there we go. We have another caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hey, good morning. This is Jane with the... Petersburg Humane Association. Just a couple things. One is, if you need a companion that's a cat, give us a call, because we have some cats that need forever homes. Mm-hmm. You can call us at 518-1091. And then another thing, real quick, we just got awarded a grant for $10,000, the matching grant from the Petersburg Medical... It's the Petersburg Mental Health. Sorry. I'm walking my dog. Doing two things at once. Petersburg Mental Health. So if you have some extra money and you want to donate to the Humane Association, now would be a very good time. And you can just go to our website at petersburghumane.org, and we have a donate button. So, yeah, if you feel like giving a little bit more, I know people are giving lots to the radio station, but if you have a little extra, we could certainly use it.
Yeah, that's fantastically generous of mental health, and take advantage of that match while you can. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, is there a time limit on that?
You know, Chris, I don't know, but I can find out. I'm going to come in and talk to Julie on the radio here in a little bit.
Okay.
And I can add a little bit more.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you. All right.
And I just note that the Humane Association has really made a big impact in this town. Mm-hmm. I remember coming here back in the 90s, and there's always be this, so many dogs running around. I used to laugh at the call up to the radio station when somebody would say the black lab on Wrangell Avenue was running loose. And it's like at the time there was like seven or eight black labs running around loose on Wrangell Avenue.
Which one?
And they've done a tremendous job in getting control of the pets.
That's good.
Getting the populations regulated in a good way for the community. And it's really been really helped the community a lot. So I'm glad they have this extra chance for some money and for doing their work with us.
Absolutely. All right, and looks like we have another caller on line three. Good morning. You wait for waiting patiently with us. Hello?
Uh-oh, is that me?
That's you.
Oh, okay. I'm not line two then.
Nope, line three.
Patty Biggers. I am having a sale in my shop at the top of my driveway. While we were doing all the fundraiser sales for Tekla, I held back a lot of the holiday decor, and that's what I'm unloading tomorrow. So from 10 o'clock till probably 11:30, usually peters out before 2 hours. Anyway, I'm at 208 Sandy Beach Road. It's in the shop at the top of the driveway, and I'm hoping people will come and take this stuff out of here.
Okay.
Well, you're timely with holiday decorations, so perfect. Yeah,
I'm hoping so.
Great.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. If you're looking for some low cost decor, go grab some from Patty. All right, and we have another call on line one. Hello, you're on Tradio.
Good morning. This is Sally calling from Sons of Norway.
Hi,
good
Sally.
Morning.
Hello. Welcome back, Chris.
Thanks.
So, we have bingo tonight, and we have a guest soup maker. She's making potato soup with ham, and I've got brownies for the do, and doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. It's open to the community.
Okay.
Is it more of the Ina Garten brownies?
Yeah.
those are a huge amount. Those are really good.
Oh, I'm glad you liked them. What was I going to say? Oh, Oktoberfest.
Yes.
I've had people calling about Oktoberfest. We're pretty full. There's still some space in the nonprofit area. And if we can't wiggle a space in the main room, we'll, and you still want to sell something, we'll stick you out in the hallway with the quilters and all the nonprofits. So give me a call, 518-0601, if you're still interested, and we'll work something out.
Okay. Sounds good.
Oktoberfest is the 25th, coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Wow.
I know.
It's like, oh, this month is going so fast.
It is. It's just disappearing on me. I'm kind of getting a little desperate. Time. Right. Anyway, that's kind of all I have. Have a great weekend, and come down and play bingo. Go to the enchilada dinner tomorrow night. The kids are hosting and are cooking. Mm-hmm. And get busy on the weekend. We got lots to do.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you, Sally. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, those were great brownies. And if the soup is half as good as the soup she made for her lunch yesterday, it's going to be worthwhile. Do you want to go ahead and do a rundown? Because we've certainly had a lot here.
Okay, so Pia called. She has a large picture window. It's about 3 feet by 4 feet. It's double paned, and it is free. So contact Pia at 518-0678. Dave Berg called with his Rotary hat on. They are looking for host families for the student from Germany, Jacob. And it's usually only for a couple months at a time, mm-hmm. and he will be here through July. And so there are opportunities for you to be a host family. And you don't have to have kids, and that's kind of one of the misconceptions that he wanted to clear up. Mm-hmm. If you are interested, you can give him a call at 518-1199, or you can go to RYE5010.org to find out more information. And just a heads up, they are looking for outbound students that can go for a year or for short term. So if you are interested, go to that site or give him a call, and he can give you the information for applying. Jane called from the Petersburg Humane Association. If you need a cat companion, they have several that are looking for their forever homes. And you can call 518-1091 to get information on those cats. Also, she wanted to let people know that the Petersburg Mental Health is giving a $10,000 matching grant to the Humane Association. So if you have thought about pledging to the Humane Association, you can go to petersburghumane.org, and this will make a big difference for their work that they're doing. Patty Biggers called. She has a garage sale tomorrow, and it's all holiday stuff. It's from 10 to about 11:30 at Saturday. That's tomorrow at 208 Sandy Beach. It's the shop at the top of the drive. And just Sally just called. Bingo night tonight at Suns. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. You need to be 19 years old or older to play.
Right.
The snack today is potato soup with ham and brownies. Just wanted to let people know also that there is still space in the nonprofit area for Oktoberfest. And Oktoberfest is coming up the 25th. And if you are still looking for space, you can give Sally a call, and they'll figure out how to get you in. And the number is 518-0601.
Yeah, and then Sally also threw in a quick plug there for the enchilada dinner that mm-hmm. was going on, and that is the Petersburg High School close-up students who are fundraising for their trip to Washington, D.C. They're selling the tickets for an enchilada dinner, and that meal includes two pork enchiladas and verde sauce, a lime and cilantro, coleslaw, and a brownie. And you can order that by calling 877-526-7656 and the high school office front desk, or you can get a ticket from a close-up student, and that dinner is October 11th. It's $25. You can pick up at the high school cafe, and that's it's 5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Okay, and they're also doing seaweed.
Yes, the seaweed as well. Yes,
the seaweed as well, and I think it's the same number to call and reserve your bags. And I had to grab the number last night because, yeah, we need to get some seaweed. Yeah. It's that time of year.
877-526-7656. And the seaweed, that's used for, like, garden beds and stuff, right? Like fertilizing, or is it?
Yeah, and as just kind of a cover, too, so that you don't get lots of the weeds and,
Okay. Yeah, good to know. I'm not much of a, I don't have a green thumb particularly, so it's interesting to learn all of these little tricks of the trade, so.
Yeah, well, last year was kind of, well, this past summer was very interesting for gardening, I mean.
Yeah, when summer finally showed up.
Yeah, when summer finally showed right. up. Well, yeah, it was crazy. I mean, some things that normally would grow didn't, at least for me, and this year, though, in the greenhouse has been the first year that right now I still have tomato plants that look like tomato plants, and they just haven't said, oh, it's the 1st of September, I'm gone. You know? Yeah. And, you know, it's still getting tomatoes out there. So,
excellent.
Maybe if the weather doesn't get to be freezing for too long.
As long as the sun keeps shining as bright as
it
is.
So maybe this is the last weekend. I might have to figure out what to do with green tomatoes.
Yes. No. Weather was interesting this year with as wet as it was for as long as it was. Mm-hmm. You get those sometime. You just hope for next year. See what happens for next year. And preparing by getting some seaweed for your beds now.
Yes. There but gardening go. Is always experiment here.
Yes, it is.
I love it. All right, great. Again, if you want to give us a call here, we got 772-3808 or 888-772-3808. Love to hear from you. Also, a reminder about Chess Club meeting at the public library. So many things happening at the library. Mm-hmm. This is for ages 16 and up, and that's Fridays from 4 to 6 p.m. Also, Fridays at noon, Mitkoff Island Al-Anon meets. At MDT Studios, and Al-Anon is a group for family and friends of those dealing with substance abuse issues. Call 518-4007 for more information. And I wanted to take a moment to say as well, just talking about the Humane Association, their grant from Petersburg Mental Health, just wanted to say thank you to the generosity of Petersburg Mental Health, because KFSK has been a recipient of a grant from them before as well, so really appreciative of everything that they are doing for the community, really giving those funds out to different organizations in need. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And, okay, I guess
that's it?
That's about it, I think. That was a lot all at once,
yes,
and that was
it
good.
Yes, and then no one. Okay.
That's okay.
It's okay.
there's just a ton of going on in town, and that's great. All right. Well, thank you very much, Chris. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You have been listening to Tradio right here on KFSK.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.